it's Wednesday night, early Yud Beis Elul, and we're learning, we're up to Mitzvah Lamed, we're in the Aseres HaDibros, and we're up to Mitzvah Lamed, and we are up to Mitzvah Lamed, which is Shaloli Shava Lashav. Shav is as opposed to Sheker. There's two concepts. There's actually different types of shuas. There's a shua l'sha'avar, where you're being nishba about past events, whether something happened or something didn't happen. Hello? Or you could swear about an object, whether an object is, you know, swear that this is made out of gold, not out of silver. There's different shuas. You're swearing to, you know, to either about a past event or about a present item or event to establish it as the truth. That's what a shua is. You're establishing it as the truth, and you're invoking the name of Hashem. A shua doesn't have to have the name of Hashem, technically, but we're going to learn in the chinuch that the concept of a shua, what is it? You're invoking Hashem. And you're saying, in effect, just like Hashem is true, just like Hashem is real, so this is also real. Okay? Just like I swear that, you know, I ate lunch yesterday, so I'm saying just like Hashem is real, also the same reality as I ate lunch yesterday.
This is the first type of shua, it's a true or false shua.
That's the first type. There's many, many different types. There's true or false, and then there's future. I will do this, I won't do that. That's a shaila, if that could be called sheker. Of course, at the time you uttered it, it certainly wasn't sheker, but you made a sheker when you didn't do it. But then there's shav and there's sheker. Shav and sheker, the simple sheker, not the more sophisticated sheker, future event, which you make sheker when you do it. And that's a machlekes Rishonim and possibly Amoraim, whether that could be categorized as a shua sheker, when you violate something that you said you would do b'shua. But the past is also, is definitely split into two, shav and sheker. They're both lies, but shav is pointless, useless. If you swear that it's day now outside, so that's not just sheker, it's shav. Something obviously false. Something obviously false. Something pointless.
Impossible.
What?
Impossible.
Maybe, but if it's, you know, if it's not obvious, then it's not shav.
What do you mean?
If I swear that the moon is bigger than the sun, I don't know. There might be something obvious that is not well known to people. I don't know the way. The point is, if it's useless or pointless, that's what shav means. There's no point.
What, no one will believe it.
I haven't proven my point. I haven't made a point. Either there's different kinds. If I swear that this is a table, that's shav. Oh. If I swear that it's a chair, it's also shav. If I swear it's made in China, it's sheker. Assuming it wasn't made in China. If everybody sees it says made in the USA, made in the USA, made in the USA, and I swear it was made in China, then it's not just sheker, it's shav.
Pointless.
Yeah. Now pointless could be pointless because it's obvious that it is so, or it could be obvious that it's not so. So that's shav. That's what shav means, as opposed to sheker. You can't have shav. Oh, you could. I was about to say you can't have shav about a future event, but you could. If I swear I'm not going to eat for a month, it's a shav. So swearing to be mevatel a mitzvah is shav. Because you can't swear to be mevatel a mitzvah. So you could have shav in a future-oriented shvua also, if you swear to do something impossible. Okay? Something that's not in your hands to do, something impossible. Okay.
What if you swear to do something your body is going to do? Somebody swears they're going to continue breathing.
Probably shav. Of course you're going to continue breathing. But if you swear I'm not going to breathe for 15 minutes and your name is not Houdini, then it's shows. Okay. So let's learn. I'm giving away the store here. So this is a lav and it's shav. In the Seres HaDibros it says Lo Tiso Hashem Hashem Elokecha LaShav. Now again, technically a shvua might not need the enunciation of the Shem Hashem. But when the Torah talks about shvua, it always invokes the Shem Hashem. Because conceptually that's what you're doing. You're invoking the reality of Hashem. The Chinuch will explain this. You're invoking Hashem's reality, and you're saying, just like Hashem is real, so whatever I am saying is real also. But technically, there are Rishonim that say you don't have to say the Shem Hashem, you say the word Shvua. But you see,
the word Shvua implies
it implies that you're connecting to Hashem. You might not have to say the word Hashem. Other Rishonim hold you don't have to say the Shem Hashem, but you don't get Malkus unless you say the Shem Hashem. So we're going to see. But you see right away in the Pasuk that it ties in the Lav to the Shem Hashem. The Pasuk does it twice. Lo Siso Hashem Hashem Elokecha LaShav. And the point is the Shvua. But the description of Shvua is Lo Tiso Hashem Hashem Elokecha LaShav. Ki Lo Yenakeh Hashem, Hashem will not absolve Eish Asher Yisa Eshmo LaShav. You're not over this love if you say Shem Shemayim Levatola. The Pasuk is not talking about just uttering Hashem's name in vain. What are you over? Anybody want to venture? What are you over if you utter Hashem's name in vain? You're over, and I don't want to say only, because it's a very serious thing, but you're only over the assay of Hashem Elokecha Tira. You're showing a lack of awe. A lack of awe of Hashem. But this love is not, even if you read the Pasuk, you might, you know, someone reading the Pasuk for the first time, you might look at the Pasuk and not realize it means Shvua. Right? Don't take Hashem's name in vain. But it's not true. It's only in the Shvua. It's not talking about uttering Hashem's name in vain. It's talking about making a shua with Hashem's name in vain. Now, in Vayikra, there's a love of not to swear sheker. Okay? The Aseres HaDibros is shav. Okay, everybody, I'm just reading from the last one. Everybody's moedi, it's osur, even if he didn't say Shem Hashem. Question of Malkus or not? After you read Unkelus. You might not say so when you read it. If you look at an English translation, it might say, don't take Hashem's name in vain. It might just say, don't take. Now, when you look at Unkelus, it says in Aramaic, it says Shvua. But that might not be a translation of Tisa. Many times Unkelus gives us the deeper meaning of the Pasuk. So, Shelo Nishma Levatola means in vain, for nothing. Shenemar Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha LaShav. Vinyan HaBatola Ubar Batzdodin. Four categories of Batola. Number one. It's obvious and known that it's not so. To going al amu shel shayish, a pillar of marble, shu shel zov, v'chein chol kayotzi b'zeh. Okay. Now, I don't know. It has to be obvious. What's called obvious? Sometimes it's not so clear. Like I said, if I swear the moon is bigger than the sun, I don't know. I don't know if it's so obvious. Okay, but that... I don't want to get into the shayla now, but it means it's obvious to most people. Number two is Tzad Hasheni, that it's obviously true. The first one is obviously false. The second one is obviously true.
Why is Yedua is obvious?
What?
Why is Yedua obvious? Yedua,
I don't know what you mean by why. That's what I think. That's a pretty good definition of translation of obvious.
No,
it's obvious to all.
Obvious.
I think it's excellent. Obvious and known means it's obvious.
Could be known but not obvious.
No, it can't.
Why? It could be known.
If everybody knows, that means it's obvious. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know what you're driving at. So, you don't like the word obvious, I won't use it. It's known to everybody. I want to make you happy.
Like the moon. The moon is smaller than the sun now. Everybody knows that, even though it's not obvious.
Who said the word obvious means you could see it with your senses? Maybe it's obvious as if everybody knows it, so it's obvious. How do people know it? Why does everybody know it? Why do people who are not astronomers know that the moon is smaller than the sun? How do they know?
Everybody knows it.
How?
It's internet. I don't know.
It must be obvious.
Not obvious, though.
Then how come people who don't know the difference between Jupiter and Mars, but they know this, what do they know this for? Okay, come on.
All right.
You don't like the word, don't use it. I don't mind. I don't get paid by Merriam-Webster. Number two is it's obviously false. I'm sorry, it's obviously true. Something that's known that it is so. So number one is obvious, known to all false. Number two is known to all true. Three, a third category of shav. This is already future orientated, which is harder to come up with shav for the future. So you swore not to do it. It's not chal. It's not chal at all. It's a shvuah shav. It's not that it's chal and you're not allowed to fulfill your shvuah. It's not even chal. It's shav. It's pointless and useless from the moment it came out of your mouth. You learn it out from a pasuk that a shvuah is not chal against the mitzvah. It's an interesting lawsuit. It's like the first category. Even though it's not, but it's like the first category. It's like you're being nishma about something that's obviously false.
Something you obviously can't do.
Yeah. Now, it's not obvious at all, because you need a pasuk to teach you it. But, okay.
No, then you can't.
Number four, Atzara Ravi, Shanishma Lassus Dover Shane Bo Koach Lassoso. He won't sleep for 3 days. I don't know. Okay. But he won't eat for 7 days.
So the fourth one is something he can't do.
Now the truth is
the third one.
What?
The fourth one is something he cannot do.
Yeah.
But what was the third one?
He's not allowed to do it.
Something he's not allowed to do.
He's not allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah. He could.
Sweet. So
now the Ran has an interesting discussion. Hello? The Ran says there's a difference between the shvuah that I won't eat and the shvuah that I won't sleep. He says you could not eat for 7 days. You'll die. So it's really a shvuah shav because it's nishma lebatel as a mitzvah. Because in effect, you're swearing to harm yourself, to commit suicide. Sleep is chakal hashav, because you will fall asleep. It's impossible. That's what the Ran says. There's a chilek. The Rambam lumps them together. But the Ran points out, and we'll hold it, there's a chilek between saying a shvuah that I won't sleep for 3 days, I think it is, and assure that I won't eat for 7 days. Because you could not eat for 7 days. You'll just die, that's all.
Maybe the Rambam holds will die in the sixth day.
Mishorashei mitzvah zu, that this is all shav. The sherish of the mitzvah, the das b'nei yodam, the koa b'nafshosam, the chazek b'amuna b'libosam. This has to do with Hashem. I guess that's why it's in Aseres Hadibros. We're not just talking about a liar. To make known to people, to establish in their consciousness, ki ha'el baruch hu asher b'shamayim imal, chai v'kayim lo'ad, and kiyum ki kiyumo, there's no existence like Hashem's existence. Hashem exists inherently and objectively. Hashem is. V'ro'u yomuchuyuv aleinu, v'zochreinu shmo ha'godol, al ma'aseinu v'al diburenu, when we invoke His name on something, l'zichro, l'zochro, b'emo, b'yira, b'resus, b'zeya, with reverence, with awe, with trembling. Not to invoke Hashem's name casually, like people who are talking about Narish Ozachim. K'may ha'dvorim ha'hovim, b'nifsodim, b'enim nishorim, b'kiyumam. Like things that, like, you know, disappear and they decay right away and evaporate right away. We, everything in this lowly world, that it's just, you know, invoking Hashem's name. I told you the Chinuch is going to say it beferish later, is saying that just like Hashem's reality is real and it exists, so too whatever you're talking about is real and exists. That's what a shvua is. So that's what he says. So that's what you're doing, and you have to take it seriously. You have to realize the chashivas of what you're doing. How can it boa inyan azebel v'alveinu, to understand that Hashem, there is no reality like Hashem? This has to do with emuna. No, it's a chizuk emuna. Lios yirosal panenu v'chayosenu v'zakoseinu. Chiyavnu b'mitzvah azos v'al nazkir shmo hakodesh v'atolo. For onish malchus al ha mekil for over aleo. So here he says there's malchus, and that's an exception to the general rule that lav she'ein boi ma'isa ein loikin olav, because it's sort of, because talking is a lav she'ein boi ma'isa. The Gemara says you learn from a pasuk that this has malchus, even though it's technically called a lav she'ein boi ma'isa. It's really the same idea in Shvua Sheker. He said he's going to do something and he didn't do it. He calls that Sheker. Not every Rishon holds that that's Sheker. Some hold that's just the Shvua's Bitui. And Yoivel Yachal Dvaro. But it's not necessarily Sheker. He holds it Sheker because you made it into Sheker by violating the Shvua. And v'hiya nikra shvuas bitui, that's a future. It's called a shvuas bitui. Bitui is the lashon of talking. Shabbo aleha lav acher b'fnei atzmo b'seder k'doshim tiyu. K'mo shenemar v'lekitzova b'shmi v'shoker. Now the question is, he doesn't talk about sheker about the past. As when he says in Vayikra, that it talks about a Shua Sheker, and it's a different pasuk, and it's called Sheker, so he talks about the future. He doesn't talk about something that's not obvious. But here also, he's going to tell you different categories of Sheker. Ki anishma b'shem ha'godol ha'am is dover shahoya, who yodeh sheker b'piv in a yomekel b'yiras alokim v'omer b'libo she'ein emes te'olam nesfosol chinanish v'lasus dover v'achakach lo yasenu in a hu gamkin b'morde or matchish he'o emes, because he said he would do something and he invoked Hashem's name. That means the reality of my doing it is equal to the reality of Hashem. He perish nishba hu lefi daita, the very fundamental meaning of the word nishba is, drum roll, shegomer ha'adam belibo v'omer b'piv lios mekayim oso dover, to uphold the matter, whatever he's saying, to uphold its reality. V'lo yishaneh oli olam, and not to change it or alter it. K'moy Hashem baruch hu kayyem, v'lo yishtana l'adayad. Yizeh shalosh and shvua, yoshon l'olam, v'losh and nifal. That means you always say nishba. You never have a simple verb of shava, which is the normal form a verb takes. It's always b'loshon nifal, you say a person is nishba. Now technically the loshon nishba, the nifal usually means that you're affected by it. Amneharag means I was killed. Laharog is to kill. Neharag means to be killed. Ne'enash means to be punished. That's the form of the nun. So nishba, in the, you want to get into the root of the dikduk, doesn't just mean to swear, it means to be sworn, to be a juror. You took on a shvuah. Why? Shenifal bedvara, because you have been affected by your words. Liyosov kayom b'mesha omark b'kiyumo baruchu. Because you took it on and you are affected by it, because you say you're taking it on as being as real and as accepted and as kayom as Hashem. So you took on something on yourself. That's why the verb of swearing takes on the nifal form, nishba. You don't say a person is shoveya, you say he's nishba. Because he's affected by it by tying these two things together. Still not 100% clear. I don't know if the Gospel does not talk about it. That the example of sheker is the future. But I guess it's the same thing. Because the point, we'll stop here. Because the point is that it's not obviously untrue. Yeah, the point is it's not obviously untrue. So that could be something in the future is not obviously untrue. So you might do it. That obviously is not obviously untrue. But even if it's something that's not obvious to people, I swear this was made in Israel, and it's not obvious if it was made in Israel or not. Right? So that's called sheker, because it could be true. So, it could be true. So when something is not inherently false, that's sheker. I'm just saying, saying the future violate is really the same as saying it's not yadua lakol. Because that's the idea. It might turn out to be true. It just turns out it wasn't true. So that's sheker. You still get malchus. Sheker. But it's not the aseres hadibros. Aseres hadibros is shalt. Okay.